One beer in, you're feeling cozy. Two beers in, you're getting nosy. Three beers in, you're getting your posy. One more word, queasy.
Hey, the vomit rises. We're righteous in the morning.
One beer in, and you're feeling peachy. Two beers in, and you're getting preachy. Three beers in, and you're drunk and meachy. One more, and we're tipsy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Regret this in the morning.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, and welcome to Four Beers In. That's how we party. I'll take that. We'll go off of that intro. Because we just never know how we're going to come into a show at this point now.
Fair.
Because, you know, we've added an intro and outro song the way I've edited it. Today's
any feedback on that song?
Nothing yet, except for ourselves. But no one has commented on any episode and said, oh, my God, what the F? But granted, it's been just one drop so far. So we'll see how it goes and catches. But, let's get right into it. Today's topic, chosen by Tam, is
God help us.
Pets. which was a little bit of a curveball, considering like we could have thought of like five other topics you would have chose, but
true. We'll just save those for next time.
Yes, exactly.
See,
next time.
You shouldn't ask
before.
Me at the end of it, because that's when you're drunk and then you just throw out whatever you're saying.
But that's half the fun. Is true. I was drunk when I picked this, and it's like, all right, well, we'll be drunk when we talk
and
about
then
it.
The
so
next day, you're like, oh, we should talk about this.
But when you think about
what was
it,
I thinking?
There's a lot to be about pets, and you even mentioned it earlier when I was kind of questioning you about what did you want, and you were like, well, what type of pets do we see? Is like, are they therapy or are they just companions? Like, there's
are
a lot of
animals pets. Well, all the ones I see say working dog, do not pet, and well, I really want to pet them all the more because of that vest.
And I weirdly, you're not wrong, because you almost see that
it's forbidden
fruit. It's like, ooh,
that is true. You have to ask before you pet.
If I see like an emotional support animal
that's
vest,
Kate.
I'm like, hey, can I pet that one?
Yep. Then I just think another woman I would never date.
Hey, in some countries, you
listen. If I see a Chihuahua with one of those on, I'm like, yeah, right. I can drop kick that thing halfway across the parking
lot.
Like I don't
Tam
think
just
so.
Just said some in some countries people eat them. If I see a Chihuahua, I think food.
Aww, you wouldn't eat a dog.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's probably more cat.
Oh, this is disturbing.
We did see a dude driving the other day with a cat in his car. Like,
oh,
we drive
that was
with
cute.
Dogs.
Cage was, I had Cage.
Did you see that commercial too? They've got that in a commercial now where
what?
The cat's
no.
like herding the sheep and stuff. It's hysterical.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's a commercial for the whatever the truck is that has that multi-level drop gate thing.
Oh, a GMC or something or other.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just remember the cat. So I guess it's not really
cat.
Effective
now
advertising. All I remember
well,
is the cat.
Where Budweiser comes in because the horses, they're so awesome.
They're the
Who
whole reason I went to
for
Mardi
that
Gras.
Commercial, seriously.
Right.
And they've disappointed us like 2 years, 3 years in a row.
But honestly, when I went to Mardi Gras in St. Louis, that was my favorite part of Mardi Gras was watching the Clydesdales come down. Because
well,
I did not realize just
Gardens.
How massive those guys are.
Yep. And you go and you ride rides and you were like, I'm going to the beer tent and I'm going to go see the Clydesdales. Right.
I don't think I even came up to the horse's armpit, to be honest with you. They were huge.
Yeah,
they're
I
so
could
beautiful.
See that depending on the size of the...
Since we haven't introduced ourselves yet, I'm Jess.
Oh, wait. Oh, sure. Say hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
That was Matt.
I'm doing my Ross. Hi.
Oh,
this guy says hello, you want to kill yourself.
Oh
Matt.
That's what Joey said the first time he met
this Ross. Extended fucking pandemic, man.
Remind me about
oh,
the
we're back
Tina.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, get the frickin' vaccine.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Screwing up some shit.
So more adoptions are happening in the pet world then or what? I don't know. I'm just trying to bring it back.
Families are going back to their to get the pets that they dropped off.
We actually put in our name in the hat for a girl Cade.
Oh, wow.
I don't think we're going to get her, but they asked for someone with a Bordeaux experience. And
I may or may not have sent Tam some links to mini JoJo's. And by mini, I mean 7 months old.
Yeah, she's guilty.
Yeah.
It's
they're
Jess's
so
fault.
Cute. They're piebalds. No,
we don't need another dog.
Yeah, we technically probably things worked out that they didn't probably choose us because a third would be chaos,
adorable,
I think, for us. But it would be awesome too, because I mean, to go back to what I just said, therapeutic or even just kind of companions.
I don't say we ruled out, though, just because the picture's off doesn't mean, because we gave references,
right,
we have to get our cat vaccinated because we haven't vaccinated him in a couple years.
Bad dog.
I know, our dogs are up to date,
right?
Up to date.
Fed's daughter.
Up to
come
date.
On.
But, cats aren't real fat, no.
And I'm like, they don't.
But
don't
are they? Like, okay, so what about a lizard?
What about a lizard?
Like, is that a pet to you guys? Like, I mean, I had one that actually grew to a point where I had to donate him to a zoo.
I mean, I had.
He was too fucking big to be in an apartment.
One of my first pets was.
Zoo took you a lizard? What
yes,
kind was it?
Actually,
iguana?
No, it was an Asian water monitor.
Ooh, that's
monitors.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of my first pets was
named him Harpo because he couldn't talk.
Was oh, a red-eared slider, which is a little turtle. I found
aww,
him near
I
a storm
turtles.
Drain and walking in my neighborhood in Texas. He was just, I was like, oh, that's a cool rock. And then I picked it up and I was like, oh, it's not a rock. And so he came home and he got named after my third grade crush, which was Kevin. So,
and I ran him over with my car.
No, after a while he would actually start answering to his name.
That turtle took the brunt of my rage.
No,
Kevin,
but
young Kevin.
We lived on a little pond, so when we moved to Colorado, we let him go in the pond so he could go swim and probably get a lot bigger than he was in his little tank.
Unfortunately, that was a saltwater turtle.
That's not true. Red-eared sliders are freshwater. I have no idea. For all I know, Kevin has three wives now because he was Mormon, so.
Interesting.
But you think about all animals. They work. They support.
And? Is there
loving,
more to that? Okay.
And they poop.
Well, yeah. Even medical. Like, they can detect seizures yep. and just, like, certain things. Like, animals are pretty amazing. They're therapy.
Yep.
In so many ways.
Yep, my
more than
work
companion?
Huh?
More than companion? Because, like, I mean, I guess you can have, like, I don't know. I just, the word companion dogs versus therapy dogs. Because when you put the word therapy, then you almost kind of have to add that working title to them. Not that they have to be a working class dog as far as like the Westminster Dog Show is concerned, but then you add that title of like, oh, okay, that dog is doing its job. Kind of like the dude who shows up at the bar with his dog all the time. We know we can't touch that dog. He's a really great
well,
looking
that
lab.
Particular,
but,
yeah.
You know, but Kate, on the other hand, we're training him to be an emotional support, and we wanted more hands on him than anything. And that's why he loves everybody.
You but, know, it's kind of insulting when you see a real therapy dog and then you have someone like Paris Hilton calling
yes.
your dog a therapy dog. Because I've seen real PTSD dogs at work and I've seen what they do. I think I've seen a diabetes seizure detecting dog.
Oh, yeah.
At work too.
Oh,
that's
man.
What's amazing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
See.
But every, what's the white, every Karen. With her little with her little pooch in her purse that claims it's a therapy dog. That's an insult
yeah.
to actual and real therapy dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that really need them.
I'm with you because that's the struggle I have. Because when we were – now, granted, we dropped off the training for Cade, and I think a lot of it became the fact that he started becoming a brewery dog. And it was a lot easier to just make him the brewery dog. He still could be a – I mean, he could be
hey,
one now. But
he can carry a barrel of rum as well
he
as any
totally
Saint Bernard could.
But
yeah, but the only problem is he would like lick all over you, and so your face would get all iced over, which that's not it's counterintuitive.
We definitely did drop the ball, but during that time
he slobbered too.
Yeah. Well, no one would steal what
Fair.
He has on his back because he would either
sure.
drool on you, or he's intimidating. But he's so sweet.
Right. He's one of those dogs that comes running at you, and you go, "Oh shit!" And then he gets to you, and you're like, "Oh hi!"
You gotta brace yourself sometimes.
I didn't. It bothered me though that I didn't want people thinking we were training him because we just wanted this dog around us all the time.
Right.
That was what I. That stigma, because you're right. That's what that Paris Hilton or what she kind of did with that. And there, she's not the only one. There
she's
are others who've done it too. But yeah, and that's not the case.
Well, and I think it's a little different when somebody comes in with a Chihuahua with an emotional support animal vest on, and Cade walks in with an emotional support vest on. I mean,
I've never seen a Chihuahua that wasn't trembling, so it's hard to imagine.
Right? If
he needs the emotional support.
If your dog snarls at me as I walk up, that's not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not
if your dog suffers
animal.
From Napoleon syndrome, it's not.
Yeah. And if you're just trying to beat the $100 flight ticket for the dog, that's also not a therapy dog.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I call Kate our people stopper, though.
Yeah.
You're what?
He's a people stopper.
Everywhere we stopper. Go. Like,
okay. He's one of those breeds, which he is unique. I never realized it because we've had Mastiffs in the past, but he's our first French. But people will stop. I'll even be driving with his head out and people will take pictures outside the car.
Yeah.
Because there's this happened, long, like last rule week. Chain. I know, they're like, I got to get a funny picture of that.
Oh, my God.
You see these jowls? They're just like.
Look at that cool dog and the spider web decal on the side of the
car. That is so true. I actually just recently was like,
I didn't know,
like,
his jowls could fly like that.
I bet if you could get a front-facing slow motion with, like, the Flight of the Valkyrie song, you'd have a TikTok sensation. Oh,
the best is his lips flapping in the wind. It's like...
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's talking about.
We need a slow motion of that.
Well, I don't have a slow motion, but I have... I like when he scares people down.
Okay, my phone has a slow-mo thing. You have a hair dryer. Let's do this.
We will own TikTok.
But, I mean, it would be better if we did it with the out the car window, which is, like, more natural for him. But we just... Yeah, it would have to be...
I mean, you got to get a test... recording in
right, but it makes me wonder now that they did this reboot of Turner and Hooch, how many people are going to start noticing? Oh wait, that's that dog.
Yeah,
yeah. No one knew what Hooch was back in the day.
Our generation,
it was alcohol.
Yeah, people, but they're older. Obviously.
That's just it. Like our generation will pick it up and we'll hear it like when he's been at the bar and stuff like that. Oh, that's a Hooch. Yep, that's a Hooch.
When you first got Kate and told me that was the same as Hooch, I had to look up Hooch again because I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. Well, actually, Tam threw me one that I Italian Job.
Oh, I've seen that.
Right, I have too. I own it.
Years ago,
there's a dog Bordeaux in there.
Two. Yeah.
And Norton, when she goes in as the cable girl and they put the cable out,
oh my
he had two dogs running up. And I was like, oh.
I thought they were pinchers. I thought they were
but
Dobermans or Shepherds or something.
See, and I don't even remember the dogs running up to her.
And, yeah.
Wow.
She was in the van.
She rolls
coming
up
into
the cable
his,
lady.
Right.
And then two Bordeaux come running up. And I forgot that, well, we didn't have him at the point or at the time.
It just, yeah.
And so I was like, holy shit, there's Bordeaux in this movie.
But yeah,
that was actually a fun movie.
Yeah, I love
it.
Anyway.
And it introduced the Mini like as a fun freaking car. Like, although they kind of did it in Jason Bourne,
right?
The original, the first one, because they
but
drove
this
around
is Jason,
in an old
Jason
video.
Statham, who is far more attractive than Matt Damon ever will be.
And,
ooh,
and then
Jess doesn't like white guys. She's comparing white guys.
Yeah. Listen,
but then you, I got
a. Apparently, I've got a thing for men who are arrogant and can beat the shit out of other men.
How come
and
you
he's
didn't,
got a British
like,
accent?
And
he can keep his mouth quiet the whole time.
There was
also okay.
Marky Mark too.
I know there is Marky Mark.
So yeah.
I mean.
And then, weirdly,
what about Donald Sutherland, does he do anything for you?
Nope.
How about Seth Green? You
know? No. No, Seth Green is just a whiny, annoying little brat.
Oh, he's one of the few celebrities I've seen in real life. Huh. He was mad at the time.
That's freaking nuts.
Yep. I just pulled up a shot of the Italian Job. Because Brennan's like, I don't think it was. I'm like, I know what I saw.
I like that whole line about how in movies, a lot of the times the dog's tails have to be CGI'd in because they're wagging so much on set because they're very excited to be pleasing the people they're working for. So they have to CGI in the low tails when they're trying to be mean dogs.
You know what I noticed the most out of movies and dogs? When they have that fake barking and they're all like happy and running and they're like angry and I'm like,
they got a
so
big ass
happy.
Smile on their face, but it's like,
they're making them sound so aggressive.
I'm
like, going to
hurt you. Not really. I give you kisses.
Well, and there's a couple scenes in the first Turner and Hooch where you
where
can
actually
see.
Where they make them barking. I'm like.
Well, there's that, and then there's a couple spots where they had like the paws on the guy's pants, or like trying to paw
like
up. You could tell someone was like just holding
with
these
fake
legs. They were not. Because to do a two-handed touch like that as a Bordeaux,
he'd knock Tom Hanks over in a heartbeat.
No matter,
especially that Tom Hanks.
Exactly. No matter who the actor is, you're moving.
What does Kate currently weigh?
150.
Jeez.
So Hooch looks a little bit smaller than Cade. Probably, what would you put him, 130?
I would put him, yeah, 135.
New Hooch or old Hooch?
140, maybe.
Old Hooch. Old I haven't Hooch. Seen New Hooch.
New Hooch is pretty close. In fact, I think New Hooch is a little smaller than Cade,
They
too.
Have three, okay. I want to say a few different dogs.
Playing yeah, they're using
which
a
would,
few
that's
different
usually
dogs
how
for
it works on
yeah,
set. Yeah. That
you
makes sense.
You can tell
yeah.
based on the face and kind of certain ways they look up. Yeah. The difference, yeah. the what Cade has a longer snout than actually the three or few that they're using on the show, but like he has the bravado
yeah.
and the chest that these other dogs don't have. So there's something that's there that's like, oh man, what
Which,
bloodline did you he
right
he, AKC he comes from a championship bloodline.
Oh nice. Which is as cute as the smushed faces are, I wish more we'd start breeding out the smushed faces as much because of the
well, there are the health issues.
The respiratory yeah. issues, yeah.
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 Yeah. Do you worry at all because I have a Cocker Spaniel because Richard Nixon had a Cocker Spaniel apparently.
Wait, you got a Richard Spaniel because Tricky Dick had one?
Yeah, apparently they became super popular after Nixon got his back in the '70s. I guess. I mean, I grew up with Cocker Spaniels.
He got caught being dishonest. Let's get his dog.
I don't know. I love Cocker Spaniels. I
That's
grew
fair.
Up with
That's
Cocker
fine.
Spaniels, but they became incredibly popular after Richard Nixon got his, I can't remember its name right now, but he got one. It became popular, and then Bill Clinton had that whatever.
Oh, he did have one. It
he
was
had a chocolate.
Chocolate
lab.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Barack Obama had that one.
He had a Portuguese Black. Water dog there because the Portuguese water dog is a hypoallergenic dog. And I think Barack, either Barack or Michelle were allergic to dog dander. And so that's why they got that particular breed.
Because the cleaning staff in the White House is subpar. I'm sure they have a Roomba.
Yes, but
my point is people are stupid and they just
yeah, but
jump
Malia
onto,
wrote on it too many times.
Yeah, people are stupid and they jump on these trends. Are you worried that too many people will go out and get a
yes.
Bordeaux that do not know how to
yes.
handle a Bordeaux?
Actually, yes.
Well, and that's where the rescues
come in. And that's fair.
That's actually something that does worry me is that there are going to be those people out there whose kids see this dog and I want one of those. In
well,
fact,
that's how we got some
episode
of our,
two
yep.
that just went out last week has a kid in it and they choose to have like the guy ended up having to be dog babysitting duty because this kid wanted to fucking play with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is a great family dog. They're protector dogs. They were castle dogs. They were
they love everyone
farm dogs and they are going to love everyone, but they have to be
but they're
trained
big.
Right. They're big. They're
and they don't
stubborn.
Always know their size.
They're
don't
super
know
star.
They
yeah.
don't know their weight.
Because we're so yeah. good at showing that yeah. as you walk in our house. I'm like, hey, yeah. like, brace yourself. They're coming.
Yeah.
I got lucky today. I got one at a time because Cade figured it out first. And then JoJo
Matt,
was like, oh, oh.
Matt did Matt
I got
the front.
I got the full force because I looked in the window and met Cade's gaze immediately. And freaked
I
him
locked.
Out.
It was over. He's like, yeah. if you come in, I got you, Matt.
Let me go get some water out. First and I'll be ready for you.
Bring reinforcements, JoJo. Matt's coming in.
Slobber engaged. Attack.
Let's go.
And there you got your little like episode of like Ghostbusters. You got slimed and attacked. And, like,
yes,
actually,
I have
that
been...
is true. You do get slimed. I'm sorry. I mean...
I've been doing yard work in these shorts all day. So
like, I'm not changing.
I only wear dirty clothes when I come here.
I can't. Sometimes I put on clean shorts. On my way out the door, I end up getting a slobber mark across my thigh that makes it look like I'm a like pedophile and jizzed all over my face. Like it just is like God,
I wouldn't have assumed
it, I'm
pedophile.
No,
nope.
That
you think that.
You literally do have to dress and go, and then if you want to change,
yeah,
you don't
and that's
wear
where
again.
I fail is yeah. like I'll come home and I'll take my shoes and socks off, but I don't want to necessarily go and change my entire outfit because it gives me, I don't want that much laundry.
Right.
But when I'm sitting there eating dinner, I end up having Kate's head on my thigh.
You going to drop that, Dad?
And
I'm waiting
just,
for you.
Like, I am his table while he sits there and soaks
he
my leg
patiently.
While I eat.
If you want to just get dressed out on your patio, I have one of those Japanese screens I can give you.
You know those schoolhouses? We just
no, they,
need to build one of those. Instead of
you need one of those
bus,
like portable camping showers.
We have one like
up.
That. Yes, yes. But the sad thing is I would still add another Bordeaux tomorrow if it like worked for us.
Yeah, and that's
like,
listen, people, it's you know they have really clean floors. Just it's this one little trick.
If you like to ice skate, just think like, you slide on drool versus skate.
I almost did that going into King Supers on my flip flops after walking through the parking lot in the rain. I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, that's our kitchen.
But that's the thing about pets is they are worth the hassle.
Ain't that the truth?
But we've talked a lot about dogs, but what about other stuff? I mean, I brought up lizards for 2 seconds, and we had cats for about another five. But
I mean,
well,
we can go back to cats.
Too,
I have two cats.
Love cats.
I
was, or they hate cats.
Well, I was even going to go to birds because at one point I had a bird with a friend of mine.
I don't like having birds.
Birds scare me.
She was a cockatiel, and we taught her a few things. She could actually talk. She actually her nimbus, like the one thing that she did that fucking drove us nuts was she would pick locks. And it did
awesome.
Like it could be a master lock, a combination lock. She's the one who taught me how to break a combination lock to
so
make
she
it unlocked.
Should have been in
is that why you
job.
Always enter your house with your mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all making
I
sense
explained
now.
So much.
But I watched
Brendan,
her,
you don't need your keys in your mouth. You have hands.
I watched her pry the knob off of a combination lock.
Wait,
and then, well, she pulled it off. I mean,
side note, we are per legal's request, we're not encouraging breaking and entering of any
no
manner.
Yeah. Just pop off the
well, it wasn't
dial.
Easy, but she figured she could get her beak.
Yeah, but their
underneath,
beaks are like
and
ridiculously
she,
strong.
She figured out how she could kind of like and I did it with needle nose pliers, but
what's
you
under
can
there?
You once you pull it off, you can actually see the whole thing and just. Twist and unlock, and boom, it's done.
Wow. What the
fuck.
Yeah.
Are they that fucking easy to break?
It once you
because
pull
none
that
of us think to pull
yeah,
the face
once,
off
yeah,
it
yeah,
off.
Criminals do.
But
criminals
a fucking bird figured it out.
Fair.
That's the thing. Like, this bird figured it out.
And maybe that's why criminals are bird brains.
I mean,
my dad used to call crows picnic robbers. Because they will come
crows and,
steal your
and
food.
Ravens,
yes.
The COVID, corvid, sorry,
the
fuck you, COVID.
The corvid species is freaking brilliant. There are stories of researchers that they would go in and they'd have to
this
wear.
This is the all know Jess moment.
Yes, sorry, no yes, moment.
Yeah. Are we drinking?
Yes,
I'm gonna,
yes,
I'm gonna,
we're drinking.
I apologize.
Genius Jess.
yes, okay.
Just a nice
we're
idea.
Drinking.
But it was one of those Jess. Things where they would have to wear masks because the corvids that they were doing research with learned to recognize who they were and learned to recognize
yeah.
their voices. And so if they were mean to them, with this mask on, every time they saw the mask, the birds would like attack and all this kind of stuff. But as soon as it was, they were without the mask, they were nice again. And so it's kind of one of those things where like
yeah,
they're friggin' brilliant.
Every now and then I have
which
a,
is terrifying.
Every now and then a murder of crows will show up on my front lawn.
I'm nice, I promise.
One of my friends is like, you should feed them seeds so that they will like you because they do
so
hold a
they
grudge.
Like bribe them.
They actually have ability to recognize humans' faces. And they hold a grudge like no one
yeah.
else.
It's really
yeah.
interesting. There is
you
another...
want crows to like you.
Yep.
Because
I didn't know that.
I would highly
yeah,
recommend.
They are very intelligent.
There's another podcast out there Vindictive. Called Ologies. It's by Allie.
I've heard of that.
Some Allie Ward is her name, but she does an entire episode on corvids, and so it's really interesting. And that's actually where I learned all the stuff about the mm-hmm. facial recognition, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
See,
so it's a great episode to listen to.
I've always wanted an African gray, which are supposed to be one of the smarter of the birds, and like
smart
you can
as
actually
a 5-year-old human.
You can
yeah.
teach them to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
anything
she's
a kindergartner can do.
Not a fan of birds, so it will
I
never happen.
Like, wait. I like birds. I just. I'm afraid of birds.
The
they're
hard,
peckish.
But the hard part about birds is their lifespan.
Pass.
Like a lot
yes,
of those parrots and stuff can be 80 years.
You have
yeah.
to will them.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
And with willing them, it's hard because some of them bond to their original owner
yeah.
so much that when they get transferred to a new owner, they're little shits because this owner is not their owner.
Yeah, actually,
so
the cockatiel we had, we nursed her from a freaking
hatchling.
Yes, thank you.
Jinx.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just brain farted myself. You know, beers. But yes, we had her from just, I mean, we were clipping her wings from the get-go. So, That's my
if
boy.
Damn, that was quite the belch.
I wish it was me.
Oh, you should have heard him last night. It was coming out the other end. Like, just
last night? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Like, and it's like, what the fuck? And it didn't smell. But the quieter they got,
oh, the worse they smell.
It was like, oh, damn.
Shelby will make noise when she farts and it scares her. She's like,
I think Kate's
my butt just exploded.
Like, I feel good.
All right, so
I got more room now.
It's pretty often he does that. And we're like, whatever, dude.
Going backwards.
Yeah, back to birds and fish, I have a problem with because they're confined, and I don't like to see a bird in a cage who can't fly. I had a cockatiel that I got from my sister.
What color?
It was gray, yellow.
Okay.
But it didn't learn anything. I didn't teach it anything.
For those of you listening, Matt just made the feathers on the top of my head motion.
They have a crown. Yes, they have a crown, yes. Which is yellow.
That's ours. Well, ours was pushing. It was a sunset color.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah, she was all white. Yeah. We called her Opal. And then when she did the like mohawk thing, it was a sunset on her
head.
Oh,
wow.
She was a beautiful bird, but she was a bitch.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the bird. My sister got it from somebody, got bored with it. I took it in. Yeah, she moved to Phoenix and I took it in, and I got just sad watching it do nothing all day. It couldn't fly. Its flight feathers.
Yeah, I did feel bad because every time we clipped her wings, she really couldn't go anywhere. So yeah. I liked it when they grew out a bit and she could fly around the house, but I didn't want her going any further than that.
Right.
Yeah. So, but we had to clip them. And then when they would clip them so short, she could barely go from the cage to the table without really like jumping on our hand or shoulder. And that bothered me. And then after 2 or 3 weeks, she would start to be able to fly around the house. And there was those sweet moments where like for 2 or 3 weeks, she could fly around the house.
Yeah.
Once she started getting flight where you could feel the wind.
Yeah.
When she would, because she would dive bomb us. Be sitting on the computer or whatever.
You're and the
that's
enemy
why
now.
They're
and
freaky.
There were moments that it was like, all right, Opal, it's time.
You are their captors.
Yep.
And, these birds were born free.
And you're not wrong,
as free
man.
As a bird.
You're not
yeah.
wrong.
A but do you say that with all pets? I mean,
no,
we
not
fence
well,
and dogs.
See, that's,
we,
that
I mean,
was
you,
the general.
I
dogs are symbiotic.
But I think the hard part with...
Yeah,
right.
True.
But I think the hard part with birds is that if they're raised in captivity, like, and they're not taught to hunt, like,
yeah,
are they able
well.
To learn to hunt?
Right.
And so it's like we can have all these birds.
Domesticating
birds. Right. And maybe, but on the same time, there could be an argument for maybe a little bit more of domestication because those really pretty blue macaws that you see in the movie Rio and Rio 2, they're gone. They're extinct now out in the wild. Mm-hmm. You know, and so maybe we should have done a little more of that in the zoo so that we don't have to worry about, we don't have those, we don't have African rhinos,
yeah.
we
and
don't have, you know.
Zoos are a better place to look at birds because they ethically are bound to not clip flight feathers.
Yes.
And they give them enough
yeah.
room
yeah.
to use them. Fish, not to make you feel bad, because we'd probably hear
yeah.
this aquarium in your mics.
Yeah. I've never heard the aquarium.
Sometimes it's there.
They've actually found signs of depression in fish. And I have depression. I'm very sympathetic to
yeah.
When you look at a fish in a tank, they just go in circles and like, I've seen this.
Yeah.
What's over here? Oh, I fucking seen that too. And I get so sad watching them. But then to know that they have actually identified signs of depression in goldfish and fish.
Maybe we should pause the recording for a second.
Yeah, no, and
it makes
me
sad.
Yeah, and Matt's on to something, and we should not ignore this, so yeah.
Hi, Boo.
Yes, okay, and, well, not to, dogs are getting in the way, but back to fish. You're not wrong, man. Like, I really do feel like there's something to, I would hate to be stuck in a tank all day, but... And
what
that
kind of tank, though?
Well, no. I mean, even,
well, if it was a beer tank, would you mind?
Well, then that would be like beer fest, and I would probably drown like
but
a
then
farva
it,
did.
Then
but
we'd have to deal
with
like
drink
face.
My
yes.
way out.
But it'd be pickled Brendan.
No, well, even like Truman Show. You know, that's kind of that's kind of almost like being in a fish tank. And see, yes, we do have an aquarium, and we do have fish, and where it comes from for me is my dad was a high school counselor, and he felt like the fish would calm people down. There were so many times that a distraught person would come in high school. I mean, emotions are fucking flying.
Oh, yeah.
Guy, girl, doesn't matter who you
are. Hormones are going
somewhere
nuts.
Emotions are going nuts. You don't even know what you are in some cases.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're walking into this counselor's office all frustrated and mad at the world.
It's never voluntary either.
Exactly.
I had to go to the counselor once, and it was because I was summoned.
Oh. Now, wait. So my dad also did scheduling. So they were also in charge of scheduling you for your classes throughout the year.
That's how my high school was.
So
we had to see the counselor to get our schedule. You know,
there was more reasons than one to see a counselor. But in most cases, my dad was the only one with a fish tank. And a lot of people chose to just sometimes sit in my dad's office and watch the fish. Mm-hmm. And I saw this growing up. And we had fish tanks growing up. And this was how it was instilled in my head, is that they were therapeutic. And doing what we do with individuals with disabilities who live here, they've been therapeutic with those individuals we've had. But over the years, it's become really kind of, I feel what Matt's saying.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it off air, Jess. There's a lot to do with the maintenance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to remember to feed this one fish specific food. Like, he has to have like live frozen food. I can't feed him flakes.
Right.
And weirdly, he's been alive for 15, 16 years now. It's freaking crazy. He's an African cichlid. And the sucker fish he's with now is Sora's, that she gave me when she went to college. And she didn't want to kill it. And I'm like, I can't guarantee he's going to live, because every fish that fucking bumblefish has lived with, he's killed.
Right.
Yeah. I had a roommate.
But I think they understand there's a symbiotic relationship going on here.
They might
have
figured it
out. Sucker fish is cleaning it.
And there's been times I've seen him poke at it. But anyway, Matt, you had a roommate?
Yeah, I had a roommate in college who had a fish tank, a big one. And yeah, like, I always kind of took issue with his, he was unwilling to ever turn the light off.
Mm.
Oh.
And I was like, well, at night they need dark, don't they?
They do.
And he would refuse. He said that this is a nightlight for when I need to go to the kitchen.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, but these are living things. And
maybe get an
actual
nightlight then.
Yeah, what happened was over time, all
they
of them
die.
Ate each other.
Ew. Oh.
We would come home and there would be one with giant chunks taken out of his fins or floating sideways.
Baby.
And in the end, only one survived, turned pale, and then died himself from starvation, probably. But I kept telling him that these are living things that need a normal cycle.
An ecosphere, yes.
A natural cycle.
Yes.
And he refused, flat out refused, up until the last fish was dead, to turn off the light at night.
Oh, my gosh.
And jeez. I just, he was a terrible.
So, in fact, most of the time, I don't have that light on.
Yeah.
Like, it's only on at certain times when we need it. During the day, I won't ever fuck that fish up like that. Mm-hmm. And I've never done it.
Well, we've
and in
had
fact,
him
when
for
he
like
was,
10 years, so
yeah,
obviously.
When he was in another room, he never had a light. It was just daylight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, I think, maybe what has made him survive so long.
Yeah. Just suffice to say, it was...
Granted, he's probably miserable as fuck, because Matt made a good point.
Well, right. Suffice to say, my experience was not relaxing in so...
He's out
at
there
all.
Right now.
Like, I would come home every day and see what the damage was, like, and another one's about to die.
Yeah.
And he would just throw it away and be like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I'm fucking telling you what's going on.
You're making them aggro.
Yeah. You will not give them... any nighttime. That's your fucking what's going on.
Yeah, holy shit.
And he was a real dick about that stuff. Like, I couldn't do it myself or he would throw a fit.
I also had a roommate, I would say college years, but I wasn't in college. He had a big fucking saltwater tank, one I was envious of. He had the blowfish,
that
like all
so
sorts of
much
shit.
Work.
Like, and that's just it. He had like, he had to cut up food on our you know, a cutting board or whatever, and feed this guy like it was normal. Then he would turn around and do it with a sugar glider. And that's where I was going with my next bit. Was
sugar
gliders. I love sugar gliders. They're adorable.
They are.
But before we get to those,
do we
really
have
quick,
any placemaking them as pets?
Do we have really any placemaking any of these animals as pets?
Well, probably. Yes. That's a good question.
Dogs can no longer survive without us. I think that's...
I mean, we've domesticated them enough at this point. But I mean, originally...
We've almost retarded them. In the way we've domesticated them. But look at cats.
Chihuahuas.
Cats can definitely...
cats
can
still
survive if it had to. Yeah.
It depends on the cat.
My
I don't
dog,
know that Stanley
no.
could quite survive on his
my
own.
My dog could not. My cat could. If it had to, it did. It was feral.
Yeah.
So
she was feral.
Oh. The one point I had about fish before we go too far into the next one
to the exotics
is I almost wonder, you know, with what we know now about ASMR stuff, is it necessarily the fish that were the relaxation, or is it the tank sound that is the relaxing, that's causing the relaxing, you know?
It's hard for me to say because when I look in the eyes of a fish, I don't see a happy animal. I see something that's bored and frustrated.
Like, help me.
Yeah. So I don't know that I've ever found a fish tank relaxing, but I've always known too much about fish tanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
That's a good question, I mean, because now you can get those apps where you have the sounds, and obviously that's one of them. I'm like, just get one of the apps.
Right, and there have been times where when it's been hard for me to fall asleep, I turn on a rain app, and it's that sound of rain that helps me. And so I wonder if, it was amazing.
I slept like a baby last night.
Amazing. Shelby, who's never afraid of lightning, speaking of pets, never afraid of lightning, never afraid of thunder. We were walking home, and it was making some pretty loud noises from my folks' house. And she was, like, up in bed with me within 5 seconds, like, nope, I can't do it on my own, Mama. I need you.
My dog curled up behind the nightstand. That's where I found her this morning.
Aww.
So she does not seek higher ground when she hears thunder. She goes into hiding.
I wanted to take a shower.
She just cuddles
hanging,
as close to me as she can, kind of
my
thing.
My dog is anti-cuddle.
Oh.
Too much flashes in the window and got the fuck out. And dogs were on the bed with her. It was like, oh, yeah. Hell,
our dogs could care less. They have no idea. Well, they're like, what's that?
Well,
nothing.
I could take it. Like, I can take it. What
Whatever.
Is it? Bring it on.
Mom, can you close the blinds? It's hurting my eyes.
And that's just it. There were a few rumbles where they kind of like, cocked their head a little bit, and they were like waiting for something else, but nothing else happened, and they're like, fuck it.
Did something just growl at us? Yeah, right. I don't know, dude. You listen next time.
I did have a lab. One time I was in the shower, and like thunder and
oh, she
a
crawled
storm,
in
and
it.
She jumped in the shower with me. I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, you normally don't jump in. I get out, I'm like, oh, a storm.
I'd rather have water than that, Mom.
And she hated water, so I knew it was bad. I'm like, something going on.
You know, I forever, so back to the animal, the different animals and stuff, I forever wanted a sugar glider, and they brought around the hermit crabs to my school as well, and they were like, you can take it home in the Chinese takeout boxes and stuff, and my parents were like, no, those things stink, and they die within 2 weeks, so no.
That's the only pet I ever had that I wished would die and never did. I think I sold it for
that's this guy right here.
I sold it for 50 cents to a pet store.
Oh, man.
Because I was fucking tired of it. It was so big for its shell.
That's
and it
hysterical.
Would not move shells. Like, I was, like, excited.
But I just remember every year they would come in and they'd be like, here, you can have your own hermit crab. And they can do whatever for shells. And I'd be like, Mom!
But they won't.
And it would be, no.
I gave it so many options
every year.
And it never chose another shell. I'm like, it's, eh.
It would rather be homeless.
It was way overgrown its shell.
Oh,
but
boy.
Also, if you held it, it wouldn't, like, come out of its shell to walk on your hand. It didn't like you.
See, and I begged for the sugar gliders, too, because they came around in our elementary school
but
trying to sell sugar gliders.
Though.
And my mom was
so
like,
I had that, too.
My mom goes, do you understand what your cat would do to that? And I went, oh, never mind. I'll pass.
Nocturnal, the fucking gerbil wheel.
Oh,
spinning
boy.
In the middle of the night. That's a fucking treat right there.
We had a friend who
like
would carry
hers
ball. Around in her bra. And so you just see this little head poking out right here every time. And she never, like, cleaned it or cleaned after the cage. And so it was just.
By it,
or
I mean,
probably
assume,
in between her boobs.
I assume it means cleavage,
Yeah. No, the it was the sugar glider.
And the cleavage.
The way where it was hanging out
cleavage.
Was the cleavage.
There's a rainbow down her stomach.
Permanent mustard stain is what I picture.
Why it are was... you wet? It's not me.
I tattooed it mustard.
What's that smell?
Oh, she's now the
this isn't the game
the
of the five senses. But anyway,
nothing
I don't.
Is your sister the crazy cat lady?
Yeah, no good comes from people who had sugar gliders as a teenager.
In their tits.
I wanted to.
She was not a teenager when she had it in her tits.
Worst case.
Yeah.
Well, I only discuss teenager tits, so we have to amend certain things.
Legal wants us to clarify that those are 18-year-olds he's speaking over about and not under 18.
And 19.
There you go, 18 and 19.
Yeah, I was like, I'm getting a buzz in my ear.
Legal wants to jump in really quick. Please note.
I, for some stupid reason, really wanted a chinchilla because they had one in the display window at the pet store
so
in the mall.
They're so cute.
But I had had previously guinea pigs, which I did not necessarily love so much.
I've eaten guinea pigs.
Why did I think a chinchilla would be a better pet than a guinea pig?
Because they do dust baths, maybe?
They do what?
Dust baths.
Oh, do they?
They roll around in dust, and that's how they get clean. Oh, they're really cute.
Try that.
That is cute. Yep. They were cute in the window.
Like a mini Tasmanian devil.
That's Cade.
Or Pigpen from the
There
Prince
is nothing
comics.
Mini about Cade.
No, Cade's like the Tasmanian devil.
He is like
drool.
A Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, he's actually bigger than a Tasmanian devil.
Like
by
three
far.
Of them.
He's like three standing on each other's
but
shoulders.
Maybe even four.
Everyone, does that matter?
Yeah, because Tasmanian devils are actually little shits who kind of hate everything around
Cade
them.
Cade loves everyone. And the smaller you are, the better you are. Like, he loves kids. Loves kids.
Especially when you salt them just right.
That's true. Marinate in this. I'll eat you later.
Microwave for 5 minutes and 36 seconds.
Per pound.
A two-year-old put him in a head hold. Yeah. Like, it was, well, he was one, so, but still, he was pretty big. I was impressed. I was like, holy shit,
all right,
she
so
just head-holded him.
And we kind of touched there with fish, because I don't know, we're kind of pushing our hour time bit, but what... Have
animals
you seen,
make people happy.
Animals make people happy. But what have you seen as a pet that doesn't make you happy?
A rabbit. I think that
raccoon.
I think that the pet thing is a two-way street. And I think
monkey.
That the I think
rabbit
that the,
though.
I think that the animal should enjoy being a pet as much as we enjoy having them as a pet. And I had two rabbits as a kid, not by my choice. My uncle gave all the kids in my family a rabbit for Easter one year.
Did he harvest rabbits?
And I can only imagine that's why my parents don't talk to him anymore. But that's just to say he's the fuck-up uncle. Uncle Cokehead, I call him.
We have a new character. Stay tuned for Uncle Cokehead.
Uncle Cokehead.
What's that
rabbits
on your nose?
Terrible pets. Rabbits want nothing to do with us. They're scared all the time, and they just hide. That's their whole life.
You mean like
they
chihuahuas?
They wake up and they hide. And then you fucking coax them out of from under the shed with a carrot, put them in their hutch.
And then kill
them? Relive the same nightmare every day.
Hossen Pfeffer.
And it is not a pleasurable experience for rabbits. Do not have a pet that doesn't want to be a pet.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. It should be enjoyable for the animal and the human.
On that same note.
I'm with you on the rabbit.
Do not
really
have
about it like
pets that are exotic animals.
That okay, so
because
exotic meaning?
Let's be honest, tigers, lions, pumas. Unless they are, you know, like Messi the puma, who is specifically
There's
in a situation where he... But the people he is with... know how to handle wild animals.
Right.
There's not a lot of Irwins out there.
Right.
Irwin There's certain
you
where
as
it
an individual,
happens, but not you where you're seeking to make it a pet. That's where it makes it a rescue.
Right.
Well, like the monkey bit. That was my issue. Like, so he spit rabbits as fast as I spit monkey.
Right.
And I thought of Bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
from
what the fuck Michael Jackson have any business owning a monkey for? Like that. I mean,
that's
in,
where you
in,
get
in
that,
general,
that's
like,
one of those. I have too much money that I know, actually know what to do with, so I'm going to spend it on this.
Isn't the only?
No, he's not. And there are stories of people being killed by their pet monkeys.
And I have a little.
Then you fucking
for
deserve
them.
It.
Great.
That lady who got her face ripped off by the chimp. Like, yeah, it's a chimp. Yeah. It's like Chris Rock's whole thing with the magicians in Vegas.
Siegfried and Roy?
Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chris Rock had a whole thing where he's like, they say that tiger went crazy. No, that tiger went tiger. he was being a fucking tiger. You were dumb enough to be
There's
on the stage with him.
You stuck your head in his fucking face.
Right.
Like,
there is a limit to what, I mean, this is even true with your plain old household pets. There is a limit to what these animals will tolerate.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can, they can, like, they've done shows and stuff at, when I grew up in Texas, they would have the tiger show at the State Fair of Texas. And it would be these tigers playing and splashing around in the water and the handlers kind of playing around with them. But even then, the handlers knew when to back off.
Right.
They wouldn't push these tigers. They'd be like, we're playing. And then as soon as the tiger got too rough, it was, we're done.
Yeah.
And I just now thought of, like, SeaWorld and dolphins.
And like, well,
as
and
you were
orcas.
Talking about that, I thought about like what they've done with SeaWorld and
yeah.
that situation, and I'm like, well, what the fuck did we just do?
Right, and how
and
many?
I feel
how
guilty
many...
about that because as a kid, I loved going to Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. Well, actually, I don't know if Busch Gardens has that.
No,
but
they
SeaWorld.
Did. They had yeah. some, but not like SeaWorld.
Right.
But they're all
but
by
I,
the same
that
people.
That was my favorite of all is like the yeah. the show.
Right.
And then as I grew up as more of an adult and realized that. Actually, it's not that cool.
Yeah. I mean, I remember going and seeing Free Willy in theaters and learning about
one,
the whole,
two,
like...
Three.
Oh, on their
the first
arm,
one.
Or
the first
their
one.
Fin?
The fin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I made my mom donate to Greenpeace after I saw Free Willy. Aww. I actually
yay,
adopted one of the whales
dude.
That was in the credit aww. Sequence.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't
that's
think they do
cool,
that
man.
As...
We actually adopted
I don't think
an,
they do that
a dolphin
as now
my elementary
SeaWorld,
school.
They?
No.
I think
no,
they
they've canceled their orca program.
Right.
It, but hey, so. We're Denver people. Do you know that Klondike and Snow are still in Orlando?
No, I didn't know where they went after.
Yeah,
they
went
here.
To Orlando. They went to SeaWorld Orlando. I've, oh. I've actually got to see them grow up still.
See, and I struggle wow. with that. Nice. I know a lot of zoos really work towards preservation and recovery, and I love that. And then I love stuff like the concept of SeaWorld because when am I ever going to actually get to see an orca? In real life, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Or you'd have to take a cruise and hope to God that they
exactly
or whatever. Blah blah.
I mean,
blah.
We went
only be rescues though, not
we went
because we are
well,
trying.
And that's
a rescue
what they're
orca?
Starting to do.
Right,
like back in the day, I think we got those whales because they just were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
Now, if we put them in captivity, they were rescues, and we feel as humans that they wouldn't survive.
Right.
In their natural habitat.
Which, I mean, I can understand that with some things. Like, I follow Juniper the Fox on Instagram, and it's this woman who runs a fox rescue out of her house, and right now she has a kit.
What's a fox say? Sorry, that's all I just heard. Like,
no, that's fair. That's fair. And ironically, so ironically, that song.
I know, right?
Okay, get ready. Here's a know-it-all moment. That song... When they do the impressions of each of the sounds of in each chorus, those are actually impressions of sounds that foxes make because foxes make upwards of 20 different noises depending on the situation they're in. And so when they make all those weird noises, it's all different situational things that the foxes
do
actually say.
That doesn't justify how horrible
song
of a song that is.
No, it does not. It does not at all. The song is still terrible, but it's still
song.
Informational.
I don't know that song, and I'm very happy.
Are you for real?
Oh,
you're
not very happy.
Right
oh, okay. Before you leave,
okay.
We will educate
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I no. might end this episode on what does the fox say.
I might be happy.
What
it
the fox say?
No, no, no. La, 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 la. Don't want to hear
yes,
it.
But,
yes.
Anyway, but Juniper, she runs this fox rescue out of her house, and right now she has a kit and a baby raccoon that are best friends, and she's like, I do this because this is, like, where I've been trained. I know how to handle these. Don't you do this. Like, if you, like, foxes, you can't house train. So they're going to pee wherever they want, whenever they want. You know, and foxes stink constantly and they yell constantly.
And, you know, don't belong in your house.
And she, right.
Well, so,
right. And she actually, when you see her backyard, she's got this massive backyard with plenty of space in their enclosures to run around and play in. And these are foxes that they were born in captivity. They've literally never been taught how to be able to hunt for themselves or anything like that. And so she just takes care of them, and they're really well taken care of. But she's very careful to be like, they're not pets. Don't behave like they're regular dogs, and you can just
yeah.
pick them up and play with them.
And she doesn't treat them like they're her pets.
Right.
And when I was younger, I rehabbed... injured and orphaned raptors. As, yes, I did. I specialized in raptors. I had owls, hawks, falcons.
Oh, man.
At any given time.
That's cool.
And the number one rule was they're not your pet. It's like you keep them wild because they're going to be re-released.
Right.
And I wouldn't have wanted to corrupt them anyway. But, yeah, I mean, like your friend with the fish, I had to cut up mice. For them, vivisect and disembowel mice.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And feed them and clean cages, and it was horrific. But
yep.
when you re-release an
it's
animal back
it.
To the wild, it is beyond majestic.
Oh, cool!
It was incredibly rewarding.
Was it sad though? Because
they never appreciated it on the same level as I did. I would take them out to this nice lake, Lake Murray in San Diego, and let him go. And it'd be very emotional for me, but they would just fuck off.
Right. For and you, you're like, back. Oh my God, this is beautiful. I'm like, see ya.
They're like, you'd be dead without me, you motherfucker.
Well, it's like those videos of when they release monkeys that have been raised in captivity and released back into the wild, but where it's like they actually bond, and so they come back.
Yeah,
and I think it's a whole different.
I think for us, and maybe it's when mentality. You're an animal lover. For me, I would be like you. I'd be like, I want to release them, but it would be so hard for me because I'm like, I love you. I want to kiss you.
Well, we had people who specialized in ducks.
Until you realize that those claws could rip your face off real quick.
I had to wear welder's gloves to handle them.
I love you.
Even through the welder's gloves.
Go,
a great horned owl could hurt me through the welder's gloves.
No way. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it would hurt.
When you realize how big those...
JoJo.
JoJo's like, just talk. Here's your microphone.
Do you have something to say, JoJo?
I think an eagle can squeeze...
JoJo.
I think an eagle can actually squeeze with enough PSI to collapse your skull.
Yes. Ooh. Actually, that's a fact.
That's why I'm... Well, not even eagles, but that's why they're not pets. Mine... People. Had a bird, it was red. I don't know what bird would be red and huge. But he's like, don't put your finger because he could snap it off. And I don't know if he meant it as a joke.
Oh, no.
But I was like, that's why I'm weird with birds. Like, I don't care if they're friends or not. Like, they can take my finger off. I don't want to.
But they don't want to. You got to respect them. That's the thing.
And maybe he
didn't. You're not a bird's natural
birds.
Prey.
Actually, I shouldn't say a friend of mine. It was a friend of mine's roommate.
So this half, like, for the last 5 minutes, like, friend of the cast, Marco, sent me a meme of a cow in Ireland just walked cow. Into a house, just like he owned the house, kind of like Cade.
Again, countries, and cows are sacred.
You just
so
hear
it
this
depends
Irish
on where
guy
you
go,
are.
Hey, yo, get the fuck out! And he goes, I could just see you and Tam moving to Scotland or Ireland and this happening. And it's like, well, yeah, dude, I would freaking love that. I mean, yeah, if we owned a handful of acres and just let our cows in and
is
out,
dog
like whatever.
A toy.
Yeah, as JoJo is like on his juice.
But even certain countries, like cows are sacred and like they eat dirt. I mean, everywhere is so different.
JoJo, man. Anyway, we should probably spend
cupcake.
Soon. Yes.
Only for Jess to get back.
Yeah,
from
yeah,
the
yeah.
Toilet.
She has to take it.
Kay's
she's
waiting.
On the toilet.
I know, and the dogs
urine.
Are waiting for
right?
her.
It's
or
full
Joe,
of beer.
Or Kate is.
What happens when you're four beers in? Drinking pee.
Plus, with all the two instances of know-it-all Jess.
Right.
Genius Jess.
Genius Jess. Yes. This
although
is new.
Tammy, way to go.
Yeah.
You got a goose egg on your.
I have a goose egg
on your drinking game.
Yes, because now we have no Genius Jess, and then you have, like, where's Tam from?
Tam referencing?
Where
yes.
am
the
I from? Do I need to mention it?
Or yes, is it the Tam Tantrums?
Oh, jeez.
Don't throw a tantrum over there.
Oh, a tantrum. Oh, I love tantrums. Oh, those geez. Are better than, like, anything that has to do with, like, what is it? Sugar.
Batavia?
No.
That's impressive.
Right?
Holy
yes,
shit.
Yes.
Somebody mentioned
it. Somebody mentioned gather some knowledge and be smart. I'm like, holy shit. That's
I pay more attention than you realize I do. And that came out really creepy.
You said
well,
because
I say buffalo, not Batavia.
Right.
Drink!
Doggone it. The flame just went away.
Holy fuck.
This batch Brendan of chili guava is a lot spicier.
We're eight beers in.
Yeah, Brendan and I, by
where's
the way.
Where's Tammy really from?
Still have no drinking games for Brendan and I. Yeah. Ladies are dropping the ball.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
Jess, any closing thoughts for us, Ben?
On pets.
On pets.
Yes.
You love them, but you don't love them.
Well, I wasn't going to go the bestiality route at all.
Why else
that's where you took it.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say, like, you got to remember that pets are, pets. It's that whole old adage about, like, you may not be, the pet may not be your entire life, but you are the pet's whole life.
Oh, my carpet cleaner said that to me.
So, right, exactly.
It made me cry.
So if you can.
At the bill.
Well. I got the carpet clean because I had my dog put down. He was incontinent at the end.
Aww.
He had brain. He had a brain tumor. So yeah, he was aware of the situation and he was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But he said,
On a positive, but not positive note.
But everyone cried.
I mean, we could go for the Bob Barker. Please remember to have your pet spayed or neutered.
But and neutered.
Why yeah, not? Right?
Why draw the line at or?
He said that at one point, and one woman was like, I tried.
That was his wife.
Kate and JoJo are both neutered. I challenge
they are
you
both sackless.
I challenge you to have them spayed.
That is not true. They are not sackless.
They have an empty sack.
There you go.
Empty sack.
But no, if then so on that note, if you're going to get a pet, be ready to make that lifelong commitment, whether it is the 3 months of a goldfish or the 80 years of a bird.
Yeah. Oh, true.
So
30 of a horse. Well,
and if you haven't seen the new Turner and Hooch, like my cap off is he talks about a forever dog.
Yep.
And Tam mentioned it. Like there's a dog that she has. I think Luna would have been your forever dog.
She was the best.
And I think Kate is pushing mine. Kenna was there, but
I don't know. Every dog.
You can't determine that until you're kind of like in your older ages. It's like, but when you, as a dog owner, there is going to be that kind of forever dog. We're going to have multiple dogs. You've mentioned it, Matt, that you've had three that they've all touched you in different ways. And no matter what, it's hard to rank one over.
Brendan says that with a scratch on his lip for how JoJo punched him.
JoJo fucking punched
me. We're good at socialization. Our dogs love everyone.
I brewed a hell of a beer and I named it after him.
That's true.
Because
my dog, if I'm laying on the floor, will walk over me, whether it's my stomach or my crotch. She will step over me. It doesn't mean she doesn't love me. It's just that she doesn't understand my anatomy as much as I understand hers.
Well, and Shelby will, if I'm sitting in a place where Shelby cannot cuddle me in any manner, she will sit there and cry in front of me until either my parents' dog, who is the alpha dog, moves so she can get on the couch with me, or I take her home and then she can cuddle up next to me.
Yeah, both of them just want, because they're barking. They're playing, but they typically want to lay on you.
Yep.
All right, let's spin this while the nutheads are doing their thing.
Spinning the bottle.
Because no better way to cap it off than the dogs being dickheads.
Who is that?
Oh, that's slightly on the Brendan side.
Oh, no.
Very slightly.
Just slightly.
Oh, man. I was not preparing that.
Y'all are never prepared.
Vacation spots.
Okay.
As in, we've been there or want to go there or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I'm down.
Things that you like, all right. Things that it itch at you. More want to be there. Even if you've been there and you want to go back, like something about your spots. Whether it's,
that's a good one because Kauai,
Yeah. We can get there. Let's do some vacationing stuff on the next one. So stay tuned.
And get vaccinated so we can go on these vacations, people.
Like, I want to leave my house besides Costco, King Soopers.
We don't want to Zoom this. We like seeing each other, believe it or not.
Yeah, I hated Zooming this, the other podcast we did.
That was bad. That was
I like not wearing a mask.
It did kill the podcast. Yeah.
That and Brian.
Yep. Miss you guys. All right, next time around, we're going to talk about vacations.
One beer in and you're still monastic. One beer more and you feel fantastic. Three beers in, now you sound bombastic. One more and we're rowdy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. We're breathless in the morning.
One beer in and you're in your shyness. Two beers in and you break your silence. Three beers in and you're prone to violence. Wow, we're getting surly.
Yeah!
Best one yet.